Hello and welcome to We Were Hit by a Horse Truck and Got Eaten into Equestria? I am Ponyville and Clydesdale's beloved Graceless Spark. With me as always is my darling co-horse, Spilled Beans. How are you doing today, Beans?
We got to spend some time hanging out with some cool Pegasi, so you know what? I usually say I'm doing pretty good, but right now, I think I'm doing great.
Hell yeah. That's what I'd love to hear from a horse.
Right?
And dear listener, if you haven't figured it out yet, we are talking about Season 1, Episode 16, Sonic the Rain Boom, directed by the same people as always, written by M.A. Larson, original air date, February 18, 2011.
What an episode it is.
Yeah, I mean, we open on a subject that is very near and dear to my heart, which is making a girl into a cheerleader.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd have opinions on this one.
I just think it's good to dom a girl into being a cheerleader.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
It is one of my oldest and most cherished fetishes, and I'm proud to say it survives to this day.
Excellent.
In fact, if you look at my scrapbook here, maybe later.
Yeah? Okay, alright. We'll deal with that later. That's a good call.
Right, so Rainbow Dash is giving Fluttershy, she's telling Fluttershy, remember, lots of control, screaming and hollering, and passion.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times Rainbow Dash tells us to Fluttershy, all she gives are these very cute little yays.
Yeah, they're very adorable tiny little yays. I think this is the episode where I actually really started to like Fluttershy the first time around, like watching the show, so it was nice to get to see those little yays again. Or hear them, rather.
Yeah, and you saw the Flutter Yay around quite a bit back in the fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I should say.
Back in the Yay?
Ah.
Ah. I do appreciate that, like, Rainbow Dash just gets so frustrated with how bad Fluttershy's cheering is in her eyes. Like, she just falls over on the ground and fucking Fluttershy's like, oh my god, was my cheering too loud? Did I knock you over? Like,
that was so good.
You precious bean.
If there's one problem with the humble horse, is that they don't have beans.
Right?
Well, I have beans, you're right here, but...
Yeah, I am beans, so there's at least that.
Yeah, and it is something I do cherish every day, that I get to have beans.
Gosh. That's really gay of you.
You're good to have around, dear. Right here are my clutches.
Comfy.
Correct. It's fun for me just to clutch ya, beans.
What was this voice that you just did?
Have I never showed you that video? Okay, so when we get back to the human world, there's a YouTube video of Eminem, you know, the rapper, not the candy.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle of a freestyle or something, and he goes, it's fun for me just to grab a boob, plus my bean has got an adder, dude.
Oh my
fucking
god,
weed is in a companion mood.
Oh my dude.
It's beautiful to watch because, like, there's this pause in there where he has to think, and also when he says boob, he, like, pantomimes grabbing at the camera like it's a boob.
Eminem.
It is.
I only have two touchstones when it comes to Eminem, and one is... A friend of mine was, like, one of those whiter-than-paper, like, Irish guys in high school, and damn did he think he could start a career like Eminem. He definitely did not. But, the other thing is that one video about Eminem rapping about Donald Trump being bad in a parking garage. Those are the only two things I know about Eminem. is that. I had a friend who idolized him, and he did a weird rap in a garage.
Wait a minute, the rap I'm thinking of was also in a garage. It's possible these were part of the same freestyle.
Oh my god. Like park, like one of those like vertical like parking garage structures, right? Like, multi-layer ones?
It's just, like, indoors and, like, very grainy and, you know, dark. It could be a basement or, I don't know.
The one I'm thinking of is, like, in the middle of the day. Like, he just went to a fucking mall or something with one of those, like, multi-level parking structures. And then just, like, him and, like, four dudes who just stand in the back nodding.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just like in Seinfeld.
Right? Okay, spoiler, I've never actually watched Seinfeld.
If you want Princess Grace's Seinfeld takes, and I am an expert because one time a friend told me, Grace, you're a normie, right? You like Seinfeld.
Holy shit. Yeah. You've mentioned this before, but oh my god.
Devastating.
Yeah.
There's like, I would say maybe two or three good Seinfeld episodes that are worth watching, and the rest is like, eh, if it's your kind of thing, go ahead. But the contest and the marine biologist, for those of you at home, are like the two really good Seinfeld episodes. You're welcome.
All right. Well, those of you still in the human world, I guess go watch those and write in to us at Seinfeld@eastsky.horse with your opinions.
Give me your Seinfeld takes. I want to hear them.
Yeah.
Or you could just wait until we inevitably get eastsky'd into Seinfeld.
No.
Which is just New York. So, like...
No. No. No, I think not.
Understandable.
Yeah. I think I would rather be eastsky'd into fucking Gundam Age before that. Thank you. And that show's bad.
We got hit by some comedians in cars getting coffee, got eastsky'd into New York?
Oh, fuck. I mean, we would be back into the human world, though.
Yeah. I don't know if we would be put in, like, the real world or, like, the real New York. Well, because we would be in the TV show Seinfeld. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is getting complicated.
Yeah, for this completely theoretical Seinfeld is isekai.
I do love the phrase Seinfeld isekai, though.
I'm telling you, I nearly got hit by this truck. Who knows what could have happened? I could have got on a magical fantasy adventure. You?
Instead, can we talk about Rainbow Dash's routine that she's practicing?
Okay, so...
Yeah, Rainbow Dash... I'm sorry to drag you off this.
Oh no, I have to stop talking about Seinfeld and lose all of my normie cred, I guess.
Oh, says the fucking pony.
I missed the mark. My cutie mark should have been a Seinfeld?
Among Us, but it's Seinfeld.
You say there's a traitor among us? Amogus. Everyone's talking about Amogus these days. What do they mean by that?
You dip kind of strong bad there for a second.
I know. I can't. I need more practice to get into the Seinfeld voice. It takes a get up to a rhythm.
I don't think you do. I don't think you need that practice, actually.
By Seinfeld voice, I mean, like, get into the rhythm the show is. I can't really do any of the character voices, except maybe George.
All right.
Anyways.
That's the deal with Rainbow Dash.
I mean, she is made of rainbows, and she goes pretty fast, so I can see where the name comes from. Now, now the peanuts that they serve on Rainbow Dash, what's the deal with those? Who are they trying to keep out of the little packets?
I thought being isekai'd into here was hell, but no, these jokes are hell.
Okay. I will say one more thing that I will try to stop talking about Seinfeld, and it's that...
All right.
Nowhere in Seinfeld, the show, do they really say, does Jerry ever say, what's the deal with airline food?
Okay.
It is commonly attributed to him, and I think he may have said it, like, to make fun of bad stand-up comedians. But...
Yeah. Like, my interpretation was, it was, I think, like, the actual, like, the guy had done a stand-up bit where that was a thing he'd said.
I think by the time Seinfeld rolled around, like, that was already, like, a thing hack comedians said. I'm not sure. All I know is that it's kind of the beam me up Scotty of Seinfeld.
Ah, understood.
Anyways, Rainbow Dash jumps off some clouds like a diving board.
What?
Yeah. Like, after Rainbow Dash isn't talking to Fluttershy, she, like, flies yes. up, and then she's on a cloud, and then she, okay. like, kind of bounces on the cloud. It's stiff. It's like, this part of the cloud is like a diving board.
Yes. All right. Yes. Sorry. We had gone with a little too aggressive of a shift there. All right. Okay. I'm back on board.
It's not my fault. You're very no. cute, and your brain reboots.
Okay. I think I may have also been taking the brief moment to chat with Fluttershy before the episode showed up, and I needed to vacate being too close to her again.
mm-hmm. I also know the way you get when you get too close to Fluttershy, dear.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could hear your gay sighing every time she had a line, dear. It was very cute.
Look, she's adorable, and I love her, so there we go.
Yeah, you're a horse appreciator, dear. I know this.
Mm-hmm. One of these days, we'll have to have another, like, talk about which of the main six we like, because I think my opinions have shifted rather drastically. But yeah, we'll get there when we get there.
I can't wait to hear all about your shifting horse takes.
Right?
I'm living in a labyrinth where the walls are moving around me, and the walls are horse opinions. The Minotaur is just a Minotaur, though. We meet one of those later on. His name is Iron Will.
Yeah, isn't he like a inspirational speaker or something?
Yeah, he teaches ponies how to be assertive.
Oh, and Fluttershy needs that.
No, yeah, that's the plot of the episode, is that he's trying to teach Fluttershy how to be assertive. And also, he's kind of a Macho Man Randy Savage pastiche.
Okay, we'll have so much to talk about when we get to him.
Also, goats. He has some goat friends.
Oh, nice. Dope.
Yeah, good episode. Mm-hmm. I think. I haven't seen it in a hot minute. Maybe it's bad. But you know what's good is how fast Rainbow Dash can go. She's a very fast horse.
Yeah, she does a whole slalom through some... Like, I love that, like, a few episodes ago we had her and Applejack, like, racing through some barrels, and... Rainbow Dash is like, oh wait, shit, I'm good at this. Alright, I'm just gonna make that part of my bit now.
Yeah, or at least, like, she internalized, she realized now she's gonna race it on, I'd say on foot, but, on hoof.
Yeah. But just, like the really, like, tight weaving that has to be done for that kind of maneuvering, mm-hmm. she's realized she's good at it, so now it's a thing she does.
Do you think if you're a foot guy and you get turned into a horse... You'd be excited because you have twice as many legs now, or disappointed because you don't have toes or feet anymore?
It would depend on the kind of foot guy you are, I guess?
That's a good point. If you're a foot guy, maybe don't email us.
Yeah, that one I'd appreciate not hearing from. Like, no offense.
Dear
I've drawn some of that. I've drawn some of that fetish content. It's whatever, okay. But like, I don't. I got hooves now. I don't need to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Dear foot guy, how do you type with toes on your feet? okay.
This is suffering.
Okay.
This is purgatory.
isn't purgatory for cats?
Careful, we might get isekai'd into the Cats movie.
Okay, I liked Cats. The film was, like, worse than just watching, like, a Broadway recording or whatever. Like, you know, a stage recording. But, you know.
Yeah, like, as I understand it, the entire reason the, like, movie had its bad rap was just because, like, it was just such a, like, baffling and... kind of full of, like, little fuck-ups interpretation of the stage play of it.
Yeah, like, it's a natural consequence of, like, so the play Cats, it's all songs. It's all just songs about, like, hey, look at these neat cats. Look at these fun cats there are. Look, here's Rum-Tum Tugger and his boyfriend, Mr. Mistopheles. They're dating.
All of them want to go to cat heaven. I know. It's a thing.
Yeah, and the movie adds a plot to it, like, yeah, there's spoken parts, and which you have to do because, like, people who go to see movies aren't used to seeing, like, you know, seven songs about cats and that's it, right?
Well, they should just fucking suck it up and enjoy 7 songs about cats and just leave.
Like, I agree.
This movie isn't for you if you want plot. It's about cats. I don't know.
Yeah, you want plot? Fine. You get to look at the dancing cockroach children now, bitch.
There you go. There's your plot, baby.
You get what you asked for, all right?
Yeah, you wanted this storyline, so here you go. Here's a storyline for it, guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoy.
Meanwhile, no one's rum-tugging me off, and I think that's a mistake.
Look, not during the episode, okay?
All right. It's a date, dear.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So how about phase 2 of Rainbow Dash's tricks?
Yeah, so she flies around between some clouds, yeah? She, like, spins around some clouds, building up speed and making the clouds all spinny.
Yeah, she just makes 3 spinny clouds.
Mm-hmm. Which is apparently Fluttershy's favorite part of the routine.
Yeah, she does give a whole way to go on that one, rather than just a woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. And, then, stage 3. The Sonic Hedgehog. She flies up and then down really fast, and like the air kind of forms into a bubble, then a cone around her, and her cheeks start getting pushed back. But then, like, oh no, she screws it up and she just gets somehow gets bounced backwards and sent by like the air and sent flying through Twilight's window.
Yeah, like it sounded like a rubber band going off, so it was a whole. There's so much, like, airwave built up. Because, like, that's kind of how, like, sonic booms work.
Yeah.
Sort of. But I guess if you were a horse trying to get that fast and fucking it up, like...
Like, it's a cartoon, I get it. Yeah. Because, like, if you were in the Concorde or whatever, and it... You know, you were going, you know, the speed of sound, and... I don't know, the engines gave out or something, they hit the... air brake, the plane wouldn't be thrust backwards.
No, that is fair.
But again, it's a cartoon, whatever. Mm-hmm. And apparently just about every time Rainbow Dash crashes, it always aims at Twilight's house for some reason. This just always seems to happen.
And it always feels like it's right after Twilight's done cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
After her crazy weekend of studying.
Yeah, what's more, Twilight can't fucking clean up after herself.
This time she needed all of the other main 6 to help her out with this one.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a mess.
Apparently so. Like, hoo boy. Like, it took them all weekend, apparently.
I mean, it took them all weekend.
Yeah, it took them, you know, it's afternoon. Like, they've been working on this for a good, you know.
Yeah. It's a big library.
Yeah. Apparently she, like, you know, looked at every damn book in the place.
She's a bad librarian. It's fine.
Yeah.
Her cutie mark isn't a well-stacked shelf of books. We get it.
I would do a much better job. But regardless. 100%. Yeah. God. Horse God. How come I don't live in a cool library, huh? I mean, I guess we have books. Like,
yeah, we got some books of our own. But yeah, we don't... We didn't get the weird tree library, because that would be very strange for how this whole format is going.
Yeah. Maybe we should start up a competitor library. The secret book zone.
I think we may be having a few too many projects going at once if we do that.
Yeah,
I appreciate
fair.
The idea.
One of these days, I'll have my Elisa bookmobile.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Rainbow Dash crashes in through the window, somehow knocks every book off the shelves.
I mean, that's a lot of velocity she had coming in there. Like, that's... Yeah.
Yep. And then Fluttershy rushes in. She's lands in the window, cheers for Rainbow Dash, again, very quietly. Then opens her eyes and says, did my cheering do that?
Yeah, like, it's really nice to have a second callback to, like, oh no, she thinks she's so good at cheering that she's, like, knocking things over.
It's very good.
She thinks
good.
She can Fusro-da. It's very good.
Yep. That was also a meme around when Skyrim came out, if you can believe it.
Oh, yes, 100%. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
A lot of Fusro-yay and so on.
I think back when I was playing Skyrim, and by that I mean, you know, spending like 3 hours trying to get a Skyrim, like, stack of mods to work, and then, you know, spending half an hour in Skyrim before giving up because Skyrim's boring as shit. The replacing Fusro-da with just the Fluttershy-yay was one of the mods I used for a while, actually.
Oh, yep. Found it right here.
Yeah.
I remember in a few seasons or so, we will find the Twilight Staff, the Twilight Cane. I remember having that modded into Skyrim, too.
Oh, very good.
Keep an eye out for that, folks.
Oh, boy. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this horse with a wand.
It's more like a scepter, or like, it is a gold stick with Twilight's head on one end and like a big ruby, I think. It's more king thing than wizard thing, to paint a picture in your mind.
Oh, I don't like this at all, but I can't wait to see it to find out that it's probably even worse than I think it is.
Oh, it is, don't worry. Anyways.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
This is where we find out that Rainbow Dash is practicing to be in the Best Young Flyer contest, and there's a really good bit here where Pinkie Pie explains what the Best Young Flyer contest is. She just knows this.
Yeah, like, how? Pinkie Pie? There are so many things Pinkie Pie knows that don't make much sense. This is one of them.
Ah, it's good. It's, because, like, you would expect Rainbow Dash to explain it, right? And, you know.
Yeah, or whatever. Maybe Fluttershy. Yeah. But yeah. That's Pinkie. So she can be peak Pinkie Pie and sprinting around a room full of books and damaging them.
Mm-hmm.
Not too big on that one.
Yeah, she's just, like, running, because she explains, like, oh, some of the ponies go fast and some of them go graceful. Apparently, yeah. Even though I was not invited.
Right?
And apparently,
very rude.
Yeah, and she's just, like, running around, like, stepping on the books.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Pinkie Pie, please. Like, because, like, mind you, you can't really walk around in this room without stepping on a book because it's just, like the, yeah. The floor is just covered, like, you know, up to everyone's knees in books.
Yeah. This is also where we have the, like, actual explanation of a plot point that gets also dropped at this point as well. Effectively, of Rainbow Dash being like, I can't do this trick because Fluttershy's cheering isn't good enough, mm-hmm. and I wish the rest of you were around. And it's like, damn, Rainbow Dash. That's really fucking rude of you to throw at Fluttershy like that, actually.
Yeah, like,
damn.
Yeah, and it's clearly Rainbow Dash's nerves, but she shouldn't be taking it out on Fluttershy. Come on.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Applejack seems very excited about wanting to be there, though. Like, again, we saw the sports episode very full of lesbian energy. She wants to see Rainbow Dash strut her stuff like a turkey again.
Yeah, and as we see, a Sonic Rainboom is pretty cool to watch. I can see why you would want to be there for that, and also to cheer on your friend.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the other four can't go to the Pegasus Ethno State.
Yeah. Also, Pinkie Pie knows what a Sonic Rainboom is and explains that as well.
Even though she claims she has never seen one, that's a lie, but
yes,
she might not know it's a lie.
Yes, I was thinking about my memory of that episode during this whole day of watching this stuff go down, and it was a experience.
Yeah, I can't wait till we see, well, I'll save my very good joke for then, but
I guess that Sonic Rainboom in particular, like, they don't actually know what it is.
Yeah.
And that's maybe what, but like,
yeah, they just saw a really good rainbow and decided to get their cutie marks.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get it. Like, I saw a rainbow once and decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do computers now.
Nice.
That's not how it happened.
But we're just going to put Chekhov's rainboom up on the mantle for like two seasons from now or whenever it comes up.
Yep. And then Pinkie Pie also explains what a Sonic Rainboom is, even though she's never seen one.
Yes.
She's just apparently repeating whatever Rainbow Dash told her at some point in the past.
Yeah. Which, again, Rainbow Dash could be the one to explain that one, actually. That one's fine for Rainbow Dash to explain.
Yeah.
Or Fluttershy, even, again. But yeah, eventually Rainbow leaves.
Yeah, so first we get whoever wins the Best Young Flyer competition gets to spend a day with the Wonderbolts, who are, they are Equestria's version of the Blue Angels.
Yeah, we had this when with the first episode, when Rainbow Dash almost got recruited by the Shadow Bolts instead.
Yeah,
this
is a callback.
The dark, edgy ones.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's better than working for the damn troops. Like,
yeah,
this is a bit looking forward, but like the Wonderbolts are, we see their training camp at some point, and it's just Top Gun. Like, they are the Air Horse. They are,
yeah.
Yeah. They are the Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're even in blue outfits. Like, yep. The comparison is blatant.
Yeah, and admittedly, we never see Equestria, like, doing military things. Like, they may or may not actually have a standing army. I'm willing to believe that they don't.
Yeah, they just have a bunch of clones in gold armor, just being twinks for the princess.
Yeah, and well, those are Celestia's twinks. You can do with them what you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's what twinks are for. So, which makes it even weirder that they have these Blue Angels. Who knows? Maybe they're left over from Equestria dismantling its military.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Anyways. Also, Rainbow Dash's neck looks really weirdly long while she gushes about how the winner of the Best Young Flyer contest gets a day with the Wonderbolts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a weird choice.
Mm-hmm. Then, Rainbow Dash leaves at this point, and then Rarity, like, immediately pokes Twilight in the ass with her horn, and then she's like...
Oh, there is one thing, just because there is... It comes up a little bit later, too, and, like, Fluttershy just, like, as soon as Rainbow Dash is gone, is just like, oh, she's been practicing that thing, like, 1,000 times, and she's just not done it yet. Oh, this is gonna be really bad for her. And it's like, damn, Fluttershy.
Yeah.
You're shy about everything except just, like, dishing the goss on people. Holy shit.
Rainbow Dash was not nice to Fluttershy just then. I think she's deserved this.
That's fair. It's pretty good vengeance right there, actually.
Possibly genuine concern for a friend. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm kind of worried about Rainbow Dash. She's been trying really hard to do this thing.
Yeah, that's fair. And yeah, then there is the butt poke.
Yep, and then... It's kind of weirdly laid out because Rarity just starts poking Twilight in the butt with her horn, like, and then she's like, well, come on, do it, do a spell. And then she has to clarify that she meant, like,
so we can go cheer for Rainbow Dash because she needs it.
Yeah,
and like,
magic us up some wings, horn boy.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, like, Applejack's like, what are you talking about? And Rarity's like, you can tell how, like, nervous she was, right? Like, that's full of stage fright. Like, again, we have a glimpse of Rarity being, like, extremely intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty obvious that Rainbow Dash was, like, very nervous. But, like, none of the other ponies picked it up. And Rarity was just like, oh, I get this.
Yeah.
And this is where the episode starts getting its claws into her, though.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Rarity that is normally not touched by episode logic. Now, we don't have that pony anymore for the rest of the episode.
Mm-hmm. And, Sorority's like, well, come on, Twilight. Magic us up some wings so we can go to the Pegasus Ethnostate and cheer her on.
Yeah.
And Twilight's like, oh, geez, I don't know about a spell like that. Where would I... Like, the library is in disarray. And then Pinkie Pie shows up like, oh, here it is. It's in this book. It's on page 27.
Yeah. Which I think is a callback to another time they've done that before as well. Of, like, Rainbow Dash crashed into a library, so a book fell on Pinkie Pie's face, and that's why she knew exactly where it was.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But yeah, sorry.
Dear, don't apologize. You're being helpful.
Hmm.
And you're a very helpful horse.
But I interrupted your flow.
Dear, the only flow I'm worrying about you interrupting is...
Come.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Excellent.
I think you should interrupt my flow of cum with your mouth. There we go.
Always. All right, good.
Anyways,
mm-hmm.
Twilight's like, oh, I mean, yeah, this is a spell. It'll make a pony fly for 3 days, but it's going to be really hard. And then she does it, and then she gets...
She does it to Rarity, because she's like, oh, I'm going to need a volunteer. And like, there's a little bit of silence, and Rarity's like, oh, for Rainbow Dash, I'll do it. And it's like, oh, man, Rarity, look at you being a good friend.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Huh. Oh, are you saying that Rarity's love language is going through dangerous magical experiments for for her friends?
Maybe that, or trying to rub elbows with the bourgeoisie. But, yeah, you know, it's a little hard to tell.
Which is weird because, like, Clouseal seems pretty largely working class. Like, we see a lot of construction ponies and factory workers and, like...
Yeah. To be fair, that's because that's where Rainbow Dash takes the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just because that's the parts of the city that Rainbow Dash likes more than,
fair
more than the frou-frou end of things.
Fair enough. Or this does fit neatly into my perception that your unicorns are your fucking priestly brain egg class. Your Pegasus.
Thank you.
I think you'd look cute with some brain eggs here. I don't know what you're expecting.
All right. Sorry.
Dear, don't apologize for having a good brain.
tell us about the Pegasi.
The Pegasi are clearly your working class, your professionals, the weather factory and the military industrial complex clearly bring a lot of money to Cloudsdale, as is some kind of construction and whatever the hell the weather ponies do the rest of the year. Which, of course, leaves your earth ponies doing, you know, agricultural work, mostly growing food.
Yeah, the real manual labor garbage.
Yep. And
it's kind of fucked up.
Yep, I'll have more takes on this later in the episode. That's foreshadowing.
Oh.
But, yep, so Twilight does a really good spell and wraps Rarity up in this cocoon, and we don't actually see what happens to her, but we see that Twilight's fucking exhausted afterwards.
Yeah, she's got some, like, very drunk face energy going on with this one, actually.
I think she doubled her usual coffee order when she came in.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, like, she's definitely wiped from doing the spell on one pony.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut to Cloudsdale, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Now, fortunately, we knew this episode was coming, so we could prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, I've prepared the... buoyant operating overture terrific, or boot for short.
Oh no. Oh, it was such a long walk to get to this boot, but the love wins.
What can I say? Love wins.
I could have just stolen the book from Twilight's library for how the rest of them get up there. Spoilers, guys. But
then I wouldn't have gotten to make these neat boots for us. These neat cloud-walking boots.
That's fair. they were quite nice and comfy boots, I'll give you that.
Thank you, dear. The secret is love that I made them with.
That's why they're the winning design.
Yeah.
God, are we finally just gonna, like, title an episode Love Wins and make it the most confusing episode title for everyone except people who don't know our, like, very niche humor.
Like, I don't know who's listening to this that doesn't follow one of us on social media. I know they exist, but,
yeah, the Twitter has been getting some new people following it. Like,
they have an excellent taste.
Yeah. Hi, folks that don't know the two of us, but listen to this podcast anyway.
We appreciate you. You're great.
Yeah.
We're not going to explain the joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not happening. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I only about 70% understand the joke myself, and I think that's kind of why I love it so much.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
Perfect.
I'll be honest. I'm not going to finish that thought. We can leave it there.
Excellent. Yeah. It can be a mystery.
Yeah. You know what they say? Yesterday's a mystery. No, wait, shit. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow was a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why we call it the present.
Oh, and it's purgatory.
And every day I spend with you, dear, is a gift. That's where I was going with that.
All right. Excellent. Okay. All right. I will accept this. I will accept the gift of spending time with you.
Damn right.
It's a good gift.
I am a gift. I am delightful. Okay, anyways.
I can agree entirely.
Damn right. Anyways, so we're in Cloudsdale, and Rainbow Dash is trying to get Fluttershy to be assertive. She's doing her best, and then some fucking bullies show up Wingus, Dingus, and
boys
Bingus.
In the house.
Yeah.
Okay, do those three actually have names?
They
got it, right?
I can check my internet.
Ah, excellent, good. But yeah, then, while you're looking, the boys are just shitty bullies, and just are constantly laughing at Rainbow for even showing up in the city again, and keep calling her Rainbow Crash, which, like, rude. Also, she does crash into things a lot, though.
Yeah, it's mean to call people names, but you can't say she didn't earn this one.
Yeah, it's cruel, but not undeserved.
Yeah, so, according to asking them, like a normal pony, mm-hmm. their names are Hoops, with the basketball cutie mark, Dumbbell, and Score.
Wow, what bad names.
Yeah, like, Hoops and Score are fine, but I feel bad for the guy named Dumbbell, which, to be fair, he does have a Dumbbell cutie mark, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, I think I would have named... If that was my baby, I think I would have named him Pumping Iron or something, you know?
Yeah, that's a much better name for this stupid jock horse.
Like, even Barbell would have worked, or Free Weight. Like, come on. Come on!
I do love... a pony named Hoops, though. Like, that actually is a pretty good name. Yeah. I'm enjoying that. It's doing good things to my brain, yeah. Thinking about that. Not this guy in particular. He's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the concept of some parents looking down at their little orange foal and just being like, yes, you are Hoops.
You are a basketball horse.
We're calling you Hoops. Hoops Dreams, right here.
Hoop Dreams would actually be a fun horse name.
Yeah. Right? I'm stealing a bit from Justin McElroy. Don't worry about
there
it.
There we go. He does kind of look like Justin McElroy, now that you mention it.
Oh, fuck. He does. Oh, damn. Can we get a redubbing of the show and just have these three characters done by the McElroy brothers? Because that would be very good, actually. They would do well.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
yeah.
So these guys show up to be unpleasant, and okay, sorry.
As boys often do.
Yeah. One more joke: Hoop Dreams and his friend Space Jam. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other thing. So, Hoops is Keenan Marcus some basketballs. DB is a dumbbell. Score is mm-hmm. like a I think it's a basketball hoop. No, sorry, it's three footballs.
Yeah. I was gonna say like
three.
Could have been touchdown.
Yeah. Score.
That's much better than Score.
If he died, his tombstone would say, "Here lies Score. He never scored."
Ah, very good.
Now, they all have, sports-themed cutie marks, but they all work at the Weather Factory, which is a little depressing.
take that, everyone who thought you'd do good in high school sports. Get fucked. Those people bullied the fuck out of me.
Yep.
So, fuck them.
Now they have union jobs at the Weather Factory.
I mean, yes, good, but also they don't live up to their dreams. That's fine. That was very vindictive of me. I'm sorry.
I mean, fuck everyone who bullied me in middle and high school. Fucking sucks. Fuck them. If you're listening to this, fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you bullied me in school, fuck you.
Yes.
Everyone else is
fine. I
think
that was implicit.
Okay,
but...
I wanted to be clear.
Yeah. Very fair.
I guess it's good they didn't name him Hoop Dreams. That would have been way more depressing.
Yeah. The three of them eventually wander off, though, and Fluttershy does the most amazing thing, which is just, passive-aggressively explains exactly everything that is going to make Rainbow Dash's, stage fright even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be fine. You're just gonna have to do the trick that you've practiced thousands of times and never got right in front of us, those three bullies and, the Wonderbolts themselves and an entire city full of sports fans.
Yep.
What could go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Fluttershy makes it worse. There's this whole thing where she tries to stand up to the bullies, then she's like, oh, no, sorry, I'm trying to be assertive. Did I do it?
Yeah, and they laugh at her for that, which, cruel, but also kind of deserved.
Mm. And then Rainbow Dash gives herself a panic attack where she's like, I'm going to do so bad, Princess Celestia is going to banish me to the Everfree Forest. Which, to be, normally I would say is ridiculous, but it's hard to tell with Celestia, to be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of banishment she seems to be down with. Like, so many ponies seem to talk about how willingly she'll just banish people. Like, I think this horse banished people. I think this horse banishes.
Yeah.
Like, we know she sent her sister to the fucking moon.
Yeah. You ever wonder why Sunset Shimmer isn't here? Huh?
I mean, yeah. I have no idea who that pony really is, aside from, like, one you really like.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I'll talk about her more, a lot more when we get to that movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Rarity shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got these really nice butterfly wings.
Yeah, Rarity's just a butterfly now.
Yeah.
That was the spell. Gave her butterfly wings.
Mm-hmm.
They're very...
They are nice wings.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the main six show up in just the hot air balloon. Because that's a much more reasonable way to get to Cloudsdale than just... flying there on your own weird butterfly wings.
Yep, and then Pinkie Pie hops out, and Rainbow Dash is like, no, wait, you're gonna fall through the clouds! And then, you know, she lands fine, and blah, blah, blah. Twilight just happened to find another spell that lets ponies walk on clouds, because I guess unicorns can just do whatever.
I mean,
or at least, like, if your talent is magic, or whatever. Like, it seemed like the best talent to have.
Yeah, because, like, Rarity... The other unicorn is just like, I don't know shit for this, but Twilight can probably figure it out.
Because
Twilight's, you know, among unicorns, Twilight is the magic pony.
Yeah.
So, okay. Also, I appreciate that we have some character growth to Twilight. Because, like, Twilight that we had at the start of the show would have probably tried to do that spell four times. That did, like, the crazy butterfly wings.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, just... doing it once, realizing that's a hell of a lot of work, and finding an easier solution.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's some growth.
Yeah, good for
I
her.
I like it. Yeah.
Hey, Twilight, good job not burning yourself out.
Right? Take care of yourself.
Yeah. I still have my complaints about, oh, look at Twilight, won the fucking cutie mark lottery. But, you know, baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Although she definitely did that, too.
You know what they say, the journey of a thousand baby begins with a single step.
Oh, that... yes? But also I'm very confused.
Well, here's something we could all understand. Rarity's looking at herself in the mirror. This will be a recurring theme. Oh, yes. So there's just like a mirror just there?
It was a fashion shop. Like there's... It was a boutique. There was like a little stiletto on a sign out front and like a nice saddle in the other window and shit. Like it was a fashion zone.
Okay. Fair enough. I just saw the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, she was more obsessed with her own reflection in the mirror than anything in the store.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think this whole butterfly spell maybe it's getting in her head a bit.
Yeah.
Along with the episode plot digging its claws in a bit more.
Yeah, and dear listener, if you're reminded of a particular story about someone who got some fake wings and let them go to their head, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking about.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Wright brothers right now, it's fine.
Yeah, these are more of the wrong sisters.
Yeah. What a good hair metal band name.
Yeah, some twisted sisters, if you will.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, Wrong Sisters would be just a Twisted Sisters cover band.
Tribute band.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking about the Cutie Mark Crusaders song. I can't wait until we get there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We built it up so much.
Yeah, it's not going to live up to the expectation, and I know that. But I'm hoping it lives up to the expectation in exactly the wrong way, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, as will be a recurring theme in this episode... Rarity starts talking to just some, like, random Pegasi who, like, love her wings. They've never seen anything like them. And to be fair, there are some nice wings, and also, it's not something they see every day. These are, wings are apparently a pain in the ass to make, and only, like, I don't know, certain magical horses can do them. So whatever.
Well, Apparently very difficult spell to put together, and like, Twilight, the one who can fucking lift an Ursa Minor and an entire, like, and milk cows without even being able to see them, with magic alone, like, she has all this crazy magic power. That takes a lot of work. And, like, she was tuckered out by this spell. Like, this is a spell that someone theory crafted, but could never actually cast. Mm-hmm. And, like, she just fucking did it and nearly killed herself doing it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That's right. The Twilight Sparkle, who once milked several cows unseen.
well holding a fucking giant bear.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic about it, but, like, I can't even telekinetically milk one cow.
Yeah. I don't even want to try, personally.
Yeah. I have brought cows to hand free orgasms before, but that's more of a Hypno King thing. Anyways.
Yes. Just as a small thing, there's just a Dr. Hooves with wings here.
Yep.
There's a few of them, actually, but this is the first sighting of it being very, very just in our face.
Yeah, see, like, the version of him in my head always has wings. He's usually drawn as an earth pony, but, the version of him in my head has wings because back when I was on Tumblr back in the day, someone had, like, an Ask Evil Discorded Doctor Who's blog that was pretty popular. And I remember seeing one comic by that guy where that was talking about his wing hands.
Oh, no. Oh, man, I can't wait until we get to talk about Discord as well. It's gonna be great.
I have not been able to find that comic since, so maybe I imagined it, but there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, you're bringing up the Pegasi that had started, like, catcalling about Rarity's wings.
Yeah, and
I do appreciate that one of them was using a jackhammer at the time.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Like,
oh, please do.
Why is
all
he,
yours.
So, like, these guys are supposed to be, like, a construction crew, like a road crew or something. Like, they're wearing hard hats, and one of them is operating a jackhammer, just jackhammering the cloud?
Yep.
And when he gets distracted by Rarity, the jackhammer, you know, shakes off of the cloud. But, like, what are you doing there,
tail
bud?
Down there. Yeah, there are so many questions raised by that one background pony, and I don't think any of them will ever be answered. I'm so glad you wanted to talk about him, because I was worried I would just have to just offhandedly mention him and then move on. And yeah, we get a reminder for people who hadn't put two and two together yet about where this subplot's going with Rarity of Twilight, saying, well, it's like, you got to be careful with those wings, Rarity. They're made of, what was it, like, morning dew?
And gossamer.
And something else. Yeah, gossamer and morning dew. They're extremely fragile.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, I don't think anything will go wrong from too much attention.
Can you sense the subplot, baby?
Well, yes, I can, but that's because you're a sub and I'm plotting as we speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, so after this, Rainbow Dash is like, so who wants to go to the weather factory, see how they make weather? And, dear listener, if you're active in the fandom at the time, your senses might be tingling. Beans, dearest, does the phrase the Rainbow Factory mean anything to you?
Yeah, I really wish I hadn't read that story, but hey, I gotta agree. Rainbow Dash does have some very nice eyes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a great story. I would not recommend reading it.
Yeah. Dear listener, for you craving context out there, Rainbow Factory was one of the, I think one of the trifecta of grim, dark My Little Pony fanfics up there with Cupcakes, and there's probably a third one I'm forgetting. But,
yeah, I can only think of Cupcakes as the other, like, really,
maybe,
like,
maybe Scootalonely.
I don't think I ever read that one.
And no. It's about Scootaloo, as you might guess. It's also not good. Anyways, the Rainbow Factory is about, damn, what if they made rainbows by grinding up Pegasi?
Yeah, basically everyone who flunks out of flying school gets sent to the Rainbow Factory and turned into rainbow.
Mm-hmm. So, remember those boys from earlier? They're getting juiced, baby!
Makes it really interesting what, Pinkie Pie does, huh?
Yep. We are getting ahead of ourselves there, but put a pin on that for later.
Mm-hmm.
These fucking jock ponies be like, I wanted to get the other kind of juiced! Where are the steroids?
crushed noises.
I have milk now.
I'm just a pool of yellow. Oh no, I thought I'd at least be orange.
Really makes you think what they do with the ponies who, like, aren't a color that isn't rainbows. Like, what do they do with the brown ponies, huh?
I'm sure it's one of those things where if you're a little low on one color, you kind of tuck in the gray and brown ponies into that. I don't like that we're talking about this. It actually caused me psychic damage when I read it as a fucking wee little 20-year-old or whatever when it fucking came out. I hate it.
Ah, damn it. The fucking brown horse ink cartridge is empty, and now it won't print any other color.
Right? Exactly.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
So, they go into the weather room where they make snowflakes.
Yeah, they fucking artisanal snowflake this shit.
Yeah, like, they're all looking at snowflakes under microscopes, and Rarity, like, flies up to, like, oh, they look even better from up here. And then her flapping her wings blows all the snowflakes around, and then everyone's, like, run around with buckets and catch them. And Rainbow Dash is like, let's move on before Rarity cancels winter and makes there be a drought.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about that. I now understand why they had all those buckets handy, and also why no one was flying in that room.
Yeah, you'd think they put up a sign.
You'd think. But, like, there's not been zero signage in all of Cloudsdale, so...
Well, yeah, because Pegasi don't know how to read. This is a joke, but remember, Rainbow Dash will get two episodes back-to-back in a future season where she learns that reading is good.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I think it's not unreasonable to assume that Rainbow Dash does not know how to read.
I was assuming that was just because she was too busy on the jock brain.
I mean, yes, but it's also funny. I don't know, it's funny to imply Rainbow Dash doesn't know how to read.
Because all Pegasi don't know how to read.
Correct.
Alright, okay. Cloudsdale's educational system needs some work.
I mean,
understood.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you go to flight school, but not regular school? I don't know. I'm sure they have regular school, too. The sequel to regular school.
There it is.
Content warning, Twin Ink Inc.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
It's you. Oh, yes. I just think you'd look good with the pink streak, dear.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we'll see about some hair dye.
Yeah.
Or other ways that could happen.
Yeah, sure. Hair dye.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%, that's what it is, and nothing else.
Yep, just some normal color juice. Anyways,
yep.
Then they go to the rainbow factory, which is where they make the rainbows, and there's just, like, big old puddles of, like, rainbow color on the ground, and Pinkie Pie tastes some, and it is unpleasant. It's really fucking spicy.
Yeah, her face, like, distorts and changes colors, and very spicy. Which... makes me think that would probably kill most ponies trying to drink it.
Yeah.
And also, under the context of Rainbow Factory. Though, okay. Just drink some horse.
Does this count as vor? If they're a soup first?
I think it's more just cannibalism than full-on vor. Unless the amount that she got on her tongue was like an entire pony's worth of... rainbow? And if that's the case, holy shit, are those very inefficient processes.
A very concentrated horse.
Yeah.
Alright.
I don't know. I don't think this is vor.
So it's only vor if you eat the whole guy?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to eat every part of the guy for it to be vor.
So a vampire biting someone isn't vor?
Correct.
Huh. Fair enough. I feel like I'm learning a lot today about vor and myself.
Ah, excellent. The thing with vor is it's like swallowing someone whole. That's the thing. Like, even chewing is considered a different fetish. Oh. And that would still be swallowing someone whole, but that's just hard vor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hard vors.
Personally, I think someone should swallow my whole.
I mean, yeah, again, after the podcast, 100%.
It's a date, dear.
Yeah. I'd put it on the calendar, but I mean, we live together, mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it's like, basically every day.
Yeah, like I'll just sit on your face and, you know, go from there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, anyways.
Anyway.
Yeah. After I stole some rainbow to, you know, bring home for cooking, and Rarity is doing, more ponies are just looking at her very good wings, and Twilight is like, Rarity, you want to put those away? Like, we're here for Rainbow Dash, not so you can show off your wings. And Rarity's like, oh, but how could you put away perfection? And like, Rarity, I put my dick away when I'm walking around. It's the same principle. It's called common courtesy.
Also, Twilight was the one to make those fucking wings, and she's the one asking you to put them away. Like, holy shit. Again, the episode is getting claws very deep in Rarity brain now, and all the caring friend has been drained out for the period that we're going to be seeing on the way forward. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a really weird way to word that sentence.
Hey, nerd, nice sentence.
Oh, it was not.
Well,
the fucking nerds show up, and... I think it's Dumbbell who drops the Rainbow Crash thing, and then fucking Hoops is like, yeah, Rainbow, and then he realizes, oh fuck, I can't say Rainbow Crash, the other guy just said that, oh fuck, oh shit, and he has this like existential crisis for a bit before just saying Crash and just, like, walking away like he just done a good joke. What an asshole.
Yeah, like, if you're gonna use someone else's joke, you gotta like do it quickly. Otherwise, you gotta be on the ball with, I don't know...
Rainbow Smash!
Yeah,
there you
Rainbow
go.
Bash!
Yeah.
Like, if you're teasing her about, like, dropping out of flight school, because they implied she failed out of flight school, or dropped out or something, earlier in the episode?
Yeah.
So, like, oh, you could call her Hopeful Dash. I mean, that might be a little too highbrow for these guys, but, you know, I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Braingo Dash. Yeah. Anyway.
So, we cut to back...
Oh, maybe that's why she doesn't know how to read.
Eh, what, too many hits on the head?
No, she flunked out of school.
Oh, yeah, that would do it too. Mm. Anyway, we cut to backstage at the flying contest, and...
Yeah. Oh, there was actually one other thing. Yeah. Because, like... All the rest of the main six fucking hate that Rarity's doing this. Like,
yeah.
Rainbow Dash is having a fucking panic attack, with just all the attention Rarity's getting, and the other four are just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you fucking kidding me right now? But, like, all the other ponies are in some weird fucking trance just staring at Rarity, and Rarity has just the worst fucking cackle about the attention she's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just... God fucking damn. I thought I've heard bad cackles, but that one is now the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oof.
Now I have to give two ponies cackling lessons.
Right? But yeah, sorry, we are at the stadium now.
Yep, we're backstage, I believe, and so we pan over, we see Bubble Wrap, full walleye mode.
Yeah, not great. Good job, animators, thinking that was a good choice.
Yep.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. This is the fandom's fault.
Yeah.
Anyways, Rarity is monopolizing the bathroom to, I guess, get ready.
Yep, and, which, oof, bad luck.
Yeah, and Rainbow Dash is nervous, and I think we cut to the announcer here, yeah?
Rainbow Dash peeks out of the curtain first, before the announcer, because all the crowd's assembled, and... the camera does pan down to show that the three bullies are sitting directly under the cloud the other, like, four friend ponies are on. But Pinkie Pie has a number one foam hand with fingers on it. It is the most... Where did she get that? Who made it? Did she bring it? Where did she hide it this whole fucking time?
That's the thing, right? Like, it would make sense if it was, like, a claw, right? Like, you know, it could be, like, if it was, like, a dragon claw or a griffin claw or something like that. But no, it's a hand!
It's an extremely human hand! I'm pretty sure it had, like, fingernails, like, textured onto it. It was a whole thing! Why? Who did this? Who fucking made this? Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, Now it's the announcer. So I needed to talk about that. It's been bothering me. Yeah.
And there's a very good shot where, like, Applejack looks like she's staring at the finger, like, like she's the only one who, like, Fluttershy and Applejack are just kind of looking at Pinkie Pie. Fluttershy's looking, like, more at the horse, but Applejack is really like, what is that?
Oh. I've been rooting and I've been tooting, but I've never seen one of them.
The other weird thing is, like, you can already say one with a hoof.
Yeah, you could just have, like, number one on, like, a hoof thing, I guess. Like, just get, like, a horseshoe pattern around it, and you got the thing.
Yeah, you can live out your...
What the fuck?
You can live out your hoof dreams.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah, so we can get our announcer guy who's like, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hooves together or whatever for Princess Celestia, who is here, like, judging the contest.
Yeah, she's just here.
Yeah, like, she lands, and then she does this really weird wave where, like, she lifts up one of her hooves, and then, like, she wiggles it a little bit, and they, like, mirror it to, like, represent her shaking it up and down. It looks really weird.
My legs hurt just watching it.
Because it would look fine if, like, her shoe thing just flips every time it gets to the end, which is pretty frequently. Like, yeah. It wouldn't look fine if they remembered that how her little shoes work.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever animator did that really was very lazy for that part, and oh, it hurts.
And also, your celebrity judges, the Wonderbolts, who do a whole little trick, and then some fireworks happen.
Yeah. Six ponies fly over. Six ponies fly up into a weird little ball where they have a tiny orgy or something, I guess. I don't know. An explosion happens. Five ponies fly away.
Pegasus Come is glittery. Remember this.
Okay. But, like, and then six ponies go sit on the clouds, and none of them are covered in glitter. So did one of them just, like, explode for a second and then just reform? The episode, like, last episode we had Spike talking about spontaneous combustion. Have the Wonderbolts figured it out?
Well, it was never a question whether you could explode.
So, like, it was if you'd explode twice.
Yeah, none of them explode twice, so we're fine.
Yeah. Okay, alright, so we have proof that you can just spontaneously explode once as a pony, and then you're okay, and you can be perfectly fine after that. Yeah.
We will see, time will tell if unexploding resets that counter or what.
Yeah, maybe it's like one of those D&D things where, like, you can just do it once a day.
Yeah, then I have to take a long rest to recharge my explosion bladder.
Yeah, and for those of us at home, that is simply just a bladder. Oh, I don't like the implication. Can we move on?
Do you pee differently than I do?
I would like to move on.
Understandable.
Contestant number one is called for.
Yep. Contestant number one, Orange Swirl goes...
That's it?
What?
That's just her name? Is Orange Swirl?
Apparently.
All right. Don't know why they even bothered to name her then. What the fuck? Okay, sure. Sure. All right.
And, yep, so this first pony goes out. Rainbow Dash is... so nervous. Rainbow Dash is number two, and then she just starts, like, going around, like, trading numbers to get further and further down the line.
Which, was kind of a funny thing for me when I was, like, in high school for, like, you know, all the times I do presentations and stuff. I always wanted to be second. Because, like, whoever went and presented first needed to be the one to fucking do the ice breaking. And, damn, that sucks. I hate being that person. But number two, someone just did the ice breaking. But you're early enough that, like, people are kind of just going to be lenient on anything you fuck up. And you just get out of the way early. Like, second place, if you are anxious about doing something, going second is, like, the fucking best spot to go, in my opinion. Anyway. Yeah, she swaps her two onto number five, I think.
Yep, who is Dr. Which is Hooves. Like,
yeah, but, like, a baby Dr. Hooves. Because we've heard the other Dr. Hooves talk. But yeah, this is just a different Doctor Who.
Yeah, well, you know, they do regenerate. They're played by a different horse actor? I mean, it's cool the same guy. He looks the same.
Yeah. Like, I thought his hair might be lighter on this one. But, like, yeah, like, the times we've heard... like, because, like, yeah, when Doctor Hooves was having some fucking apples shoved on him by Apple Bloom, he had a, like, very deep voice. And this one's, like, a fucking teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he's...
Which, by the way, when are we going to get a Doctor Who that's, like, 12? Can we just get a Doctor Who that's 12? Can we just get the Time Lord to regenerate into, like, a fucking 12-year-old?
We've had a lady doctor, and she's great, so clearly the next step is a fucking baby.
I mean, yeah, we've had ancient white guy and then varying degrees of, like, 30s to 50s white guy. Let's get, like, a fucking 15-year-old doctor. I don't know. I'm gonna age him up a little bit just for you fuckers out there.
Give me a fucking time baby like from Gravity Falls.
Yeah! Perfect.
He's like the boss baby, but he's in charge of time.
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember what the name of the bug guy is from Kipo and the Age of the Wonder Beasts. Which, by the way, folks, if you have not watched that, please do. It is extremely gay and wonderful.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. God, what the fuck is his name? Anyway.
Yeah, no, I know you're talking... Dave, right? It was just Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Yeah. And like, Dave goes through a cycle of being a baby to a teen to adult Dave to muscle Dave to, like, elderly dude Dave. And elderly dude Dave turns back into baby Dave. Mm-hmm. It's a good bit. Mm-hmm. Dave's a wonderful character. I love him very much.
He's a good bug.
Good lad.
Mm-hmm. And, so Dr. Hooves goes out there, mm-hmm. and Rainbow Dash is just, like, cowering in the corner, and that was also a vector that I saw around a lot, which is this picture of, like, Rainbow Dash is, like, a terrified orb.
Yeah, I made a note to bring that up as well, because, like, she gets six, and then a few people go, and then she steals 15 off of bubble wrap?
Yeah.
And I didn't think bubble wrap was... I don't know, I always figured Bubble Wrap was a bit older of a pony. I don't know, I guess not.
Yeah, because this is the best Young Flyers contest, but also, like, you know, Rainbow Dash is, like, an adult, as is Rarity. So, I'm not sure what the word young means here. Like, is this, like, a 30 under 30 type of thing, or what?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Yeah. I get, you know, young meaning, you know, the Wonderbolts clearly aren't competing. Or maybe it's... I know, if I were doing this, I would make it like an amateur flyer competition or something, but, you know, best young flyer sounds better, I guess.
Yeah, and... I get to be the one to do this. It's a show for kids. They need to do smaller words. Usually you're the one who's like, but it's a show for kids, you can chill.
Yeah, understandable.
I get to be the one to use that line this time around.
I knew you could do it. Also,
excellent.
Rarity is number four, but when they call her name, she's like, oh, let someone else go ahead of me, which...
Yeah, she still has some makeup to do.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of makeup. I can see why it takes her this long.
Yeah.
And then, long story short, every pony else is gone. Everyone else is talking. You know, we cut to our main four. They're like, oh, I love that pony who did all those barrel rolls. And, oh, number 10 seemed nice.
Yeah, Fluttershy's favorite was the one who seemed nicest on visual inspection.
Yeah, she just looked like such a nice pony.
Yeah, all right, Fluttershy, that's possibly the worst, like, most questionable thing you've said all show. Good job. That's a weird way to judge people.
We never see number 10. Maybe she does look nice.
Okay. But, like, looking at someone and saying they seem like they're a nice person just by visual inspection... is, there's problems. There's problems with that kind of assumption? That's how serial killers get you.
Yeah, I mean, I used to have this whole box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then, boom, let someone get too close to it. Fucking murdered.
Yeah. Right? But, like, no, actually, though, like, quite a few serial killers got a lot of victims because, like, they just had the aura of being a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So what I guess what I'm saying here is be scared of people who seem nice. Okay, no, this is going way off the... anyway.
Mm-hmm. The only kinds of people I want who seem nice are plush.
Yes, correct. I like that joke you just did. I'm sorry that I didn't giggle at it. Like, my brain was like, I need to respond before I'm allowed to laugh. Oh, fuck.
Happy to help.
Oh, damn.
And you do seem nice, dear.
What? Hey.
Yes, dear? I just think you're a very soft, huggable horse. And, you know, if we want to play with the thread ripper later, that's on the table. I don't know what you're getting all gay about.
We're getting into some lore here, oh no.
I don't know what you're talking about, dear. I'm just teasing my very good beans. And thinking about how good she'd be to squeeze.
Oh, okay.
Very good to squeeze, by the way. Very huggable horse.
Okay. Thank you. Ah!
Aw.
Fuck, we're...
What a good soft horse. Just a good one to have around and, you know, maybe dangle by her tail sometime. You know how it is.
Yeah. Also, the Rainbow Dash with the number 15 on her flank is, yeah, like, it was definitely one of those huge memes that was going around, but, 10 years later, and, oh boy, is that relatable now in ways that it was not before? Oh boy.
What, the Cowering Rainbow Dash?
Yeah, yeah, in the years since that was originally aired and I saw it the first time, and now, I feel seen by Cowering Rainbow Dash, and I do not like it.
Aww.
I've had some experiences where that's kind of the response.
Aww. I think you should only have to go orb mode if you want to, dear.
Yeah.
Fear orb.
Orb mode for fun.
Yeah. No more orbs for fears.
Yeah.
Alright.
Orb fears. The opposite of hoop dreams. Oh, fuck.
There we go.
Alright.
So, long story short, every pony else is gone. It's just Rainbow Dash and Rarity. And so this entire time, I don't know, she kind of reached a secretary to me, even though she's not really doing that. I don't know, she's got like curly orange hair, like this kind of cute pink shirt, and she's, you know, she's just trying to get the show
number
going.
Number 15, you gotta get out there, number 15.
Yeah, there you go. And there's only these two left. Rarity is ready.
Yeah, I just realized exactly what the voice is. And the voice is if Harley Quinn decided to get a desk job.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this fucking voice is.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Look, we only got enough time for one more performance. So if you two are both going out there, you're going out there together.
Yeah.
Splat Buddha Bing. And, so Rarity comes out. Good for her. And,
She also changed their assigned music, which, by the way, I would assume, having done some tech crew work in my past, what music arrangement is for which, like, stage bit would be just, like, I wouldn't be at the sound booth waiting for Rainbow Dash to come out, and that's the time I hit the rock music. It's number two, that means it's the rock music.
Yeah, right?
Which, alright, weird vibe, okay.
Yeah, so...
But Rarity has changed the music from rock to, classical.
Yeah, so Rarity's here and her, like, she's wearing a lot of feathers, a lot of sequins, a lot of makeup, a lot of everything, really. She's a very flashy horse.
There's some very, like, Mardi Gras dancer, but not the, like, tits out for beads Mardi Gras dancer vibes going on here. Like, the ones who just want to be there to peacock around.
Yeah.
That's very much the vibe she's got going.
Yeah, peacock is a very good word for what she's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because I've seen Rarity's dick, and...
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
anyway, so... they are out there together, and, Yeah, Rarity's all prancing around, and, Rainbow Dash is trying to do a routine, but she keeps running into walls.
Yeah, she slams into the last one of the cloud pillars for her slalom and goes ricocheting off into the wall.
Yeah.
Like, of course, directly in front of where the bullies are sitting, so oof, ow.
Yep. And of course they call her Rainbow Crash again, and then she goes up there for phase two, and she takes the cloud.
She goes for four clouds this time instead of three. Mm-hmm. And so some part of the fourth one hits her in the face, and she, like, loses control of the cloud.
Yeah, and we get a reaction shot from the cloud, like, almost hits Celestia.
Yeah. Like, that's... Damn, Rainbow, you were very close to getting yourself banished to the moon for that one.
Yeah, again, at some point I would have said, like, this is clearly, you know, anxiety brain snowballing and thinking about things that clearly won't happen, but I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I think if you do a bad trick for Princess Celestia, she's gonna punish you in some way.
Yeah.
Like, remember when she made Rainbow Dash and Applejack run all the leaves?
Yeah, run all of Equestria's leaves because they fucked up that one time. Yeah, she's a grim and vengeful god, she is.
Yeah, I'm starting to think putting
and we
her...
We love her, thank you for the sun.
I'm starting to think...
We love everything.
I'm starting to think putting her in charge of the government was a bad idea, but also, like, what are you gonna do? She could turn you inside out with her brain.
Yeah. Yeah, she can 100% Galaxy Quest you. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then... Meanwhile, Rarity's doing Icarus.
Yeah. look upon me, Equestria, for I am Rarity.
Yeah, like, she's been doing, like, this whole weird dance this whole time. But then she's like, yeah. Okay, for the big finale, I'm going to fly up to the sun and dazzle clouds there with the light flowing through my wings. Because, again, she's got kind of the butterfly wing thing going on. And it's been established that when light flows through her wings, it makes this very nice, like, you know, colored light glittery effect.
It's extremely good villain energy if it wasn't so blatantly Icarus. Yeah. I mean, Wright Brothers.
As we all know, the Wright Brothers flew too close to the sun and were on fire.
Man. I don't know why I'm sticking to that dumb joke.
You know, there used to be three Wright Brothers until the accident.
Yeah, there we go. But yeah, so her wings burn up, and she did not get the spell to be able to stand on clouds.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, and she flies too close to the sun, her wings burn up, which Twilight's like, oh no, her wings burned up, because she flew too close to the sun.
Do you get it? do you get it, audience?
Children, you are familiar with Icarus, correct? If not, go read.
Ask your parents.
I'll tell you about Icarus when you're older.
Oh, the Icarus and the bees.
The sex is when you fly really close to the sun at the plummetage of the ocean.
In front of your dad. fuck, why can't I ever remember Icarus's dad's name?
Daedalus.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, alright. Well, that was a different... No, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, three of the Wonderbolts go diving after her to save her, and she just fucking kicks all three of them in the face and knocks all three of them out instantly.
Yeah, she is, like, screaming and kicking her hooves, and she just fucking kicks them in the face. And then Rainbow Dash, seeing this, flies down really fast, baby!
Aw, it's time for the Sonic Rain Boom!
She flies so fast, and she does a Sonic Rain Boom really good.
It's very pretty. But also, like, I guess all Rainbow Dash needed was three of her idols and one of her close friends plummeting to their death, and that was enough to motivate her to actually do a Sonic Rain Boom, which, that's a weird vibe, actually,
it was,
now that I say it out loud,
It was quite literally do or die time.
Yeah.
Which is German for do or the time.
Oh, fuck.
Happy to help, dear.
I'm not going to correct you. Don't worry about it.
Damn right you're not.
Yeah.
And
also, Fluttershy's, like, fucking hooting and hollering. Dancing about.
Mm-hmm. She finally found her voice. She did it.
She did it.
And
look at her.
Yeah. And
Rainbow Dash is almost brought to tears.
Yeah. So Rainbow Dash flies down. She grabs all four of them. She flies in this big old arc over the stadium. It makes a big old rainbow. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeehaw. So we cut to Rarity in the hot air balloon. Right?
Rarity being held by two ponies first.
Right.
Because, Some Pegasi, like, help pull the... Because, like, Rainbow Dash also did all this while holding a Rarity in her, her front hooves and having, like, three just unconscious Wonderbolts on her back, which, like, damn, that's some good work from that pony. But, yeah, and once they're all lifted off and it's just Rarity hanging out near Rainbow Dash, Rainbow Dash, just that fucking... airhead energy I love from her so much, because she's like, I did it, and Rarity's like, oh, you did, you saved my life, Rainbow Dash, and Rainbow Dash's like, oh yeah, I did that too. Best day ever.
Yep.
Like, oh god, oh fuck.
And that best day ever was also a pretty popular image macro and vector around the time.
Yeah. And then we get cut to Rarity being in the balloon, I think. Yeah.
So we're already standing in the balloon. Everyone else is standing on clouds because, you know,
they can.
Yeah. And so, like, Soarin', Spitfire, and the other Wonderbolt.
Yeah.
Misty Fly, apparently.
Okay.
Sword and Spitfire are, like, the two who, like, actually get attention.
Yeah.
At least in season one.
I have seen many pieces of art of Spitfire and Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Wonderbolt's like, hey, Rainbow Dash, you did pretty good, or whatever. And then Celestia shows up like, hello, Twilight Sparkle.
I can't remember, like, it's a really weird, like, convoluted double introduction shit going on. Because, like, it feels like the scene just plays twice. Like, they could have just made it one big scene, but they made it two separate scenes with people walking back in every time.
Yeah, it's weird. And again,
Because somewhere in there, Rainbow Dash is just an endless stream of saying, oh my gosh, over and over again, and just making a very adorable face as the Wonderbolts talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's before Celestia shows up, but
yeah,
who knows? But yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so it's very weird that Celestia shows up as like, hello, Twilight Sparkle. Like, you know...
And your friends.
Yeah, me walking into the room, greeting everyone by their first and last names. I know why she does this, because this is a toy commercial, but it still sounds weird every time.
I'd like to note that every pony bowed except Rarity. This is important. Mm. Rarity was in the balloon and did not bow.
Yeah.
This is important.
I guess it's because, you know, you wouldn't be able to see her if she did. But I'm also willing to believe...
They could have just moved her.
Yeah. But I'm also willing to believe...
Like, you could just move her head.
She does not respect the monarchy and that she is a comrade.
I mean, she's bowed several times before. But yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Also, I would like to point out, just for the people who didn't watch this episode, but are just listening to us, during the entirety of this scene, there are, like, 8 or 9 Pegasi in the background that just have, like, their mouths wide open and look super excited, like they're still watching a show, even though they're just watching this conversation happen.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
Admittedly, they're watching the president.
Okay, yeah, but the president's been there the whole fucking time.
That's a good point.
It's gone from, you're watching the president... standing on a plinth watching a show to you're watching the president go and talk to some random ass people from out of town.
And then the horse president gives Rainbow Dash a big hat and says she won the horse. Good for her.
Yeah. Exactly. Although before that we actually get a kind of early letter to Celestia. Because Rarity, having not bowed, is forced to be the one to admit directly to Celestia that she was a piece of shit to her friends.
Yeah. Celestia asks, like, Twilight, did you learn anything about friendship today? And Twilight's like, yes, I did. But you should ask Rarity. I think she learned more.
Yeah. And, like, damn, this could have been a good lesson about, like, don't put your... Like, the whole Rainbow Dash thing at the start of, like, blaming Fluttershy for her not being able to do her own trick. Like, don't put your... Like, don't blame other people for shit that's you being stressed. Like, don't blame people trying to help you for you not being able to do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that could at least be a moral that I could see this show doing. And, like, they had that set up, but never went anywhere. Like, Brady didn't even say a moral. She was just like, I should have... I let pretty magical butterfly wings get to my head, so I was a piece of shit. It's like, all right, that's actionable advice for kids. Good time.
Yeah, like, you know, don't be a vain piece of shit, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But, like, I don't know. This episode feels like it could have had some good morals to teach if it had been done just a little bit different, but just...
Yeah, instead of, like, vanity bad. You already kind of knew this one. You've seen other cartoons about it.
Yeah, like... We had literal vanity bad with, like, Icarus coming down, and I feel like we've had at least one vanity bad already in this show.
I don't think it'll be the last one either way.
Oh, no. I know there's another one coming as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Because, yeah, then Rainbow Dash gets the crown, and the bullies turn up and try to be stooges instead, and stop calling her Rainbow Crash.
One of them has to be reminded of her actual name at this point.
Yeah, almost calls her Rainbow Crash and then elbow is such a weird word, but like elbows him to make him say the right name instead. Yeah. And damn. I actually appreciate that, like, there are some shows that would have been like, cool, Rainbow Dash is friends with these bullies now, which is a bad move, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad they don't, of Rainbow Dash being just like, sorry, boys, I've got plans for an orgy, and just, like, hooks her hooves over two Wonderbolts and just, like, flies off into the distance.
I'm gonna go suck Spitfire's dick. Bye.
go fuck yourselves, boys. Enjoy your hoop streams. I no longer fear an orb.
I am no longer an orb of fear. I am now a horse of confidence.
How did we go through this entire fucking episode with no loaves? Like, it's been a bit since we've had any fucking horse loaves.
I think this is the loaf-free zone. Maybe it's illegal in Cloudsdale.
Yeah, like, every pony was standing. Oh, Pegasi can stand on clouds.
Ah.
Maybe they can't loaf on clouds.
They have to sleep eventually, right? But, like, apparently it's possible for, like, non-Pegasi... Because, like, the hot air balloon works fine. And, you know, they have built a whole factory on there, and jackhammers and beds, one assumes.
Yeah, like, there seems to be, like, some actual, maybe, stonework involved, I guess. Like, we've hinted at it a few times, but, like, pretty much every time Pegasus structures have been seen, they're very, like, Greek pillars and stuff. Yeah. So maybe, like, there are some cloud chunks or some sort of stone or something they use that actually is, like, structural rather than just simply cloud. Maybe that's what the jackhammer's for. Be nice if you fucking told us.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they know how to make cloudcrete or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they sleep on. I don't know. I think I lost the thread of this somewhere along the way.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. But I think that's horse.
That's horse, baby. That was good horse.
That's horse, baby.
Damn. That's horse.
Yeah. Now that's what I call horse.
Really makes you think about horse.
Yeah. I quite enjoy thinking about horse.
Damn. You too?
Yeah.
Wow. We should start some kind of, I don't know, some kind of show where we talk about our horse thoughts.
Yeah, we got this podcasting equipment that's currently recording. Maybe we can use that to make a radio show or something.
Oh, that would be fun. I think it'd be fun to be a horse on the radio.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I am imagining being a horse on the radio. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some definite upsides to this plan. We'll have to try implementing it at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, truly it was. We were hit by a horse truck and got eased into Equestria. Oh, that's a good name. Were you using that for anything? I have been Ponyville and Cloudsdale's beloved graceful spark. You can find my writing, programs, podcasts, bows, and everything else that's fit to plug at princess.software. Bean Zeros, where can we find you?
That was a... interesting tone you took
there.
Yeah,
I don't know if I liked it. I was trying out something new.
It feels like you're a metal singer, like, trying to introduce, like, how you say the city that you're in, like...
Hello!
Oh, man!
Hello, Cloudsdale! Are you ready to rock?
Right? There you go! There's the voice! Man, graceful tunes.
Grace note.
See, my brain is now, I take a potato chip and I eat it. And I don't think that's what you meant by grace note.
No, it's also a thing, like, in music.
Oh. Yeah, right.
I do think I should get adapted. I do think I should get to decide who lives and who dies.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I think a scary skeleton god man should show up in my house and give me a magic notebook that lets me kill people with my brain, and also a pencil.
It is pretty good that show just had an entire tennis match where the entire, like, plot of that is, I'm gonna have to, like, triple thing my, if I lose the game, will he figure out who I am? Or if I win the game, will that be the thing that I need to do? And by the end of it, he's just like, what the fuck am I talking about? It's just a goddamn tennis match. He can't figure out anything about who this serial killer is just because we're playing tennis together. This isn't connected.
Wait a minute, this was all pointless.
Yeah, right? Like, the entire point of the scene is finding out that the scene is pointless, and that's actually good. Anyway, I'm sorry. You can find me over at the Isekai Horse Twitter account. Horse Isekai Twitter account. Wow. Blech. Sorry for saying it backwards. And the parts of my brain that are not stuck here in Equestria can be found at Draekos.art. DRAEKOS.art.
See you next week, folks. Horse.
Bye. Pony.